All right, good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks to Sam Aberle for sitting in on the show yesterday on the holiday after he was also here Saturday. Hard worker, that guy. I don't know if he gets today off or not. Maybe, hopefully. Anyhow, putting in a lot of hours between the regular on-air and also sports and getting out there and being our lead video producer on both volleyball and football. So thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. All right. Well, what's on my mind this morning is my wife is leaving for Africa, Peggy Halverson, and I left her a little note by the coffee pot this morning that it marks her 15th anniversary trip because the first one she went on was October of 2010, and here it is, September of 2025, and she's still at it a couple of times a year. She's an amazing woman. We'll have been married 27 years next month, October 17th, and yeah, I've had a front row seat to this incredible woman who is intense and serious, but also laughs a lot. And so she's complicated. She loves God, people, pets, animals, pets, and plants. And yeah, so she's fascinating. And I've had the privilege to be married to her for more than a quarter century, and always appreciate a couple of stories I like. One is after she led the way on us raising that initial money for a well in Liberia, the most expensive well we ever supported, $7,000, and put it in there before rainy season in 2010. We saw the slideshow of people who've been there on a Friday night. She strongly said, "I should have been there, and next time I'm going to be," and I didn't argue. And 5 months later, lo and behold, she was there for a week. But it's turned into our family moving there for 2 years, 2016 to 2018, and also basically two trips a year for her. So, and I like this story that Hugh Hewitt on the radio would call his wife the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And I said on this show one time several years ago, I'm not sure what adjective might I always use for Peggy, like Hugh always uses the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. Hugh, weekdays 3 to 5 on our sister station, FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. And so, oh, dear friend Lori Galata chimed in. Oh, I know, she said, indomitable. Not quite the same as fetching, but yeah, the indomitable, Peggy Halverson. So we wish her well. And three things to keep in mind when praying for her, and I've already prayed this on the way in this morning, that she would have, this is by her own request, that she would have throughout the trip the wisdom to know what to do, the courage to do it, and the strength to carry it out. So it's the WCS prayer, and not bad for the rest of us as well. Well, let's see. Today in history, we've got, it was the end of World War II on this day as the Japanese surrendered. And I think we can go back in the time machine this morning and hear Harry Truman, the president who had the sign on his desk, said that the buck stops here. So with the Japanese surrendering on this day, Mr. Truman said,
"The evil done by the Japanese warlords can never be repaired or forgotten. But their power to destroy and kill has been taken from them."
And finally, a morning devotion today, September 2nd, from Robert Morgan's On This Day. "Find a verse and put your name on it. Educating missionary children is exciting and exacting. On one hand, few people are more fortunate than missionary kids. They grow up as internationals with the world their home. They roam across Europe or explore Africa as easily as other children go around the block. On the other hand, many mission settings do not offer adequate schooling or needed interaction with other youth." Ruth Bell Graham vividly remembers this day, September 2nd, 1933. She was 13. Her father, a missionary surgeon in China, and her mother were sending her to boarding school in what is now Pyongyang, North Korea. For Ruth, it was a brutal parting, and she earnestly prayed she would die before morning. But dawn came, her prayers unanswered. She gripped her bags and trudged toward the riverfront. She was leaving all that was loved and familiar, her parents, her Chinese friends, the missionaries, her home, her memories. The Nagasaki Maru carried her down the Wangpu River. Yes, just fun. Go ahead and say it, Wangpu. And into the Yangtze River and onto the East China Sea. A week later, waves of homesickness pounded her like a churning surf. Ruth kept busy by day, but evenings were harder, and she would bury her head in her pillow and cry herself to sleep night after night, week after week. She fell ill, and in the infirmary, she read through the Psalms, finding comfort in Psalm 27:10. Even if my father and mother should desert me, you will take care of me. Still, the hurt and fear and doubt persisted. Finally, she went to her sister Rosa, also enrolled in Pyongyang, saying, I don't know what to tell you to do. Rosa replied matter-of-factly, unless you take some verse and put your name in it, your own name in it, see if that helps. Ruth picked up her Bible and turned to a favorite chapter, Isaiah 53, and put her name in it. He was wounded and crushed because of Ruth's sins. By taking Ruth's punishment, he made Ruth completely well. Her heart leaped and the healing began. Isaiah 53, our closing passage. Has anyone believed us or seen the mighty power of the Lord in action? Like a young plant or a root that sprouts in dry ground, the servant grew up obeying the Lord. By taking our punishment, he made us completely well. Robert Morgan's Find a Verse and Put Your Name in It from his On This Day, a wonderful way to learn church history here on WWIB.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havo, WWIB, we are family. You know what? A lot of kids going back to school today, but there's still time for a great back-to-school bash. It's this Saturday at Metropolis Resort in Action City. And Mariah Geisert from Metropolis Resort joins us. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning, Caleb.
Great to have you with us. Tell us about what's going on this Saturday, because, again, a lot of kids might be saying, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the school year, but I really enjoyed the freedom of summer as well. And so you guys have some fun planned, and it's free for families to enjoy.
Yeah, we're excited. We just wanted to do something for back to school, and we're going to have free pizza. We're going to have cotton candy, a whole bunch of activities. Jumping is free, and then there's a discount on play. And then at the end of the party, we're going to give away $1,000 in Action City Play to a child. And then we're giving away a car at the end of the day, too.
Mariah, you guys have been celebrating 20 years, and it's hard to believe, isn't it? Wow, two decades have passed by.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a wild ride.
And again, speaking of ride, that's what you're giving away. You mention it so casually, but you are giving away a car in partnership with One Automotive, giving away a car this Saturday. And that is really, really something exciting that we've been building toward all summer long.
Yes, we're giving away a car. There's still time to enter up until we give away the car. So you can come in and enter every single day. And then there will be extra entries on the day of the giveaway.
There was a lot going on. So say it again, everything you said up front in terms of all that's going on in the hours this Saturday.
Yeah, so 11 to 3, we're going to do a free pizza soda buffet. There's going to be cotton candy. There's going to be face painting, free jump, a discount on play and swim. And then we're giving away $1,000 in Action City Play and giving away a car.
All right, folks, what else could you be doing on Saturday? Why in the world would you be anywhere else than Metropolis Resort in Action City this Saturday? And again, you guys have just been building into families in the Chippewa Valley in western and central Wisconsin for such a long time. Mariah, I know in talking to you off the air as well, too, you love seeing people having fun, enjoying themselves, families and friends coming together. You really wanted to make it a great experience. And so you're just having this great back-to-school party, this back-to-school bash this Saturday. And we appreciate all that you do for the last 20 years for families and for just creating fun times together.
Yeah, you know, we really just want to bring memories and create those lasting memories for families. And it's our favorite thing to do to see them all smiling when they leave.
I know I have memories of overnight mini golfing with Caleb at Metropolis Resort. That was many years ago.
So
you've been providing so much fun. Go-kart, really. Some of my kids are 20 to 25 now, but so many great memories had. And I've heard you say free jumping and free pizza. So, again, I can't think why anybody would be anywhere else 11 to 3 this Saturday.
And I do know Mariah as well, too, at MetropolisResort.com. Even though it's a free event, you really appreciate RSVPs just to make sure, again, that pizza and soda buffet, that there's plenty for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Just let us know that you're coming, and we'll make sure that there's enough.
Fantastic. Again, Mariah from Metropolis Resort in Action City, 11-3, the back-to-school party. Wow, just so much. Giving away $1,000, giving away a free car Saturday at Metropolis. Mariah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There you go. Action City, a place to be this Saturday, 11 to 3.
It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. Welcome back. Hopefully you've been with us all throughout the summer as we've continued this Tuesday tradition. But if you're just getting back into your school year routine, welcome. And the number to call is 715-723-2555. We have a great prize here, Halvo, coming up this Saturday. Different ministry in Willard, Wisconsin at Whispering Oaks is bringing in Micah Tyler and Jen Bostic in a benefit concert. And we have two tickets. Again, Jen Bostic, the opener, Micah Tyler, with some of the biggest songs in Christian music right now, is going to be at Whispering Oaks in Willard, this incredible outdoor venue. And looking forward to sending two people to see Micah Tyler and Jen Bostic this Saturday if you can solve our Tuesday trivia question, 715-723-2555. And here is our question on a Tuesday morning. And again, 723-2555. Around the world, this happens twice every minute. Around the world, worldwide, this happens twice every minute. What is it? 715-723-2555 for a chance to go see Micah Tyler for free.
All right, what could it be? Great prize. We got music on the way from Jen Bostic and Micah Tyler, both before 8 this morning. But right now, your chance to win the pair of tickets for this Saturday, now just 4 days away. 723-2555. Around the world, this happens twice every minute. What is it? 723-2555.
Around the world, what happens twice every minute? 715-723-2555. Give us your best guess.
Thoughts come to mind, but...
And we also realize that folks could be saying, hey, this is the first day of trying to get back to school schedule, and maybe you're frantically trying to get out the door, depending on how far away you live. But if you are in the vehicle and can do so safely, 715-723-2555. Around the world, what happens every minute? This happens every minute, 723-2555.
Another advantage to homeschooling. Maybe you can play the radio contest more. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I'm calling from my car.
All right,
again.
What do you think?
I think a baby is born.
A baby is born. Okay. Around the world, a baby born twice every minute. Yeah. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Linda.
Good guess. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will. Good to hear from you.
Is it by chance an earthquake?
Is it by chance an earthquake? Twice every minute.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. There's always lots of little earthquakes going on that we don't detect, I guess.
Yeah. It was just that big 6.0 in Afghanistan. All right. Could that be it?
It is, Will.
You are won.
Oh, my goodness. When's the last time we had a winner that quickly on Tuesday Trivia? Will, I can't believe you figured that out that soon.
Wow.
It was just a lucky guess.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I guess that lucky guess is going to send you out to see Micah Tyler this Saturday. How about that?
All right. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Hang on the line for us, and we'll get that information to different ministry, and you'll see Micah Tyler and Jen Bostic at Whispering Oaks and Willard. Everybody else, get your tickets at differentministry.org. But yes, they might be minor ones, little ones, but around the world, twice every minute, there's an earthquake.
You want to call early in Tuesday Trivia because you just never know. Well, it is the 9th month of the year.
It is indeed, and we are 2 days into September, so let's let you know about everything coming up here this month, things that you can commemorate and celebrate and enjoy during this 9th month.
For instance, did you know September is Baby Safety Month?
It is. It's also a month for backpack safety.
It is Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month.
September is Children's Good Manners Month.
It is Fall Hat Month.
It is Hug a Texas Chef Month. Make sure they're from Texas before you hug them.
That's going to be hard to pull off. It is International People Skills Month.
Things to commemorate here in September, it is Library Card Sign Up Month.
Oh, totally do that. Yeah. It is National Biscuit Month.
It is National Chicken Month as well, and I'm pretty sure if you go to Chick-fil-A, they combine the two.
Caleb, I think of you for this one. It is National Coupon Month.
I do enjoy a good coupon. National Honey Month as well.
It's appropriate I got this rather than you. It's National Mushroom Month.
It is indeed. It's also National Piano Month.
Huh. It is National Potato Month. Hello, Idaho.
National Rice Month, as long as you're getting starch and carbs.
It is National School Success Month.
It is National Sewing Month.
It is National Velociraptor Awareness Month.
The Velociraptor, you know, I think they probably should have delayed the new Jurassic Park to come out in September because it's Velociraptor Awareness Month. I am very aware of them. It is Southern Gospel Music Month. You know what? We celebrate that on Sunday evenings here in WWIB.
It is Update Your Resume Month.
And Happy Cat Month as well. So grumpy cats apparently not welcome during the month of September.
There we go. Happy Cat Month only. Well, there are expensive homes, and then there are expensive homes.
Yes, and this would fall into the latter category, the most expensive home in the United States.
Yep, billionaire couple Stuart and Linda Resnick, owners of The Wonderful Company, which includes Fiji Water and POM Wonderful, have listed their massive Aspen estate for $300 million, making it the most expensive home for sale in the United States. The home, $300
million. $300 million. It's on 74.1 acres. The point one is very important. The nickname is the Little Lake Lodge. Little?
Yeah. It features over 27,000 square feet of living space with
18 bedrooms,
20 full bathrooms,
and sits beside a private 6-acre lake just 1 mile from downtown Aspen.
Complete with 45 parking spaces and extensive trail systems. They could certainly have church there.
45 parking spaces, and I have my one-car garage. Built in 1994, this estate is grandfathered under old zoning rules since the county recently reduced maximum home sizes from 15,000 to 9,250 square feet.
Wow. In fact, making properties like this impossible to build today.
Annual property taxes are estimated at approximately $131,755 for the eventual buyer. That's just the taxes.
That's just the taxes. Wow.
$300 million.
Yeah.
Pays to invent that water product, I guess.
Oh, boy. I was looking for Can't Take It With You, but I did not find a song titled that. But that is certainly
quite a home.
Yeah, I have never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul or a house like that. WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. Remember, let's see, I'm thinking of first, he who has, in fact, contentment, let's see, godliness with contentment, that's great gain. First Timothy 6.